Nuland puts PH in next war after Ukraine? In an almost secret media note from the office of the spokesperson of the U.S. State Department, the short article below appeared. In Manila, Under Secretary Victoria Nuland will meet with senior Philippine officials to discuss key aspects of the U.S.-Philippines alliance. She will also consult with Philippine leaders on the full range of global issues and meet with civil society and young innovators. Although it seems sudden, such a high-level visit of a top U.S. official to the Philippines could not have been more prepared long beforehand. It behooves us, therefore, to ask both Defense Secretary Carlito Galvez Jr. and Foreign Affairs Secretary Enrique Manalo why they kept this sudden visit of Nuland to the Philippines a secret even to the Senate, which was inquiring into the possible involvement of the Philippines in a war between China and the U.S. and in which the U.S. will fight a proxy war against China up to the last Filipino, just like what it did to us in World War II and what the U.S. did in Ukraine from 2014 up to now. Over 100,000 Ukrainians have already been killed, with the security and peace, economy and democracy of Ukraine all destroyed. Following the Maidan Uprising of 2013, Nuland stated that the United States had invested $5 billion before the Russian entry to bring about a secure and prosperous and democratic Ukraine, but where the exact opposite happened and, in fact, used in genocidal attacks on East Ukrainian Russians, killing over 14,000, which most Western media like CNN, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and our local media Rappler, Inquirer, Phil Starr failed to report. With the continuation of the Biden administration of Obama's pivot to Asia, we can expect Nuland to figuratively torture and threaten, or literally put President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. under tremendous pressure, with both national and possibly even personal carrots and sticks, into agreeing to more massive U.S. militarization of the Philippines in order to make the country the Ukraine of Asia by creating a long-planned U.S. war with China. We must remember the words of General Mike Minahan, "My gut tells me we will fight in 2025," wrote in a private memo to his top commanders. Right after 2014, when the U.S. illegally and unconstitutionally installed the neo-Nazis into illegitimate power in Ukraine, the U.S. proceeded to dispatch U.S. soldiers, war technicians, arms and ammunition, among others to Ukraine as well as establish 26 U.S.-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine near the Russian border. The U.S. and its allies, including former German Chancellor Angela Merkel, even admitted straight-faced that the only reason they agreed to the Minsk peace agreements was to buy time for the U.S. and NATO to strengthen the military capabilities of the neo-Nazis in Ukraine in preparation for pushing and provoking Russia to enter into a war with Ukraine. However, when war did break out, the U.S. was only selling or lending arms and ammunition to the Ukrainians who were left by the U.S. and NATO to fend for themselves in the front line fighting against the mighty Russian armed forces. And so, we can predict that this is now again the mission of top CIA or deep state agent Victoria Nuland in coming to the Philippines, to create a new war, from Ukraine to Asia, between the Philippines and China, with the poor, hapless and helpless Filipinos as the new cannon fodders of the U.S. right after the equally poor, hapless and helpless Ukrainians. Of course, the corrupt Ukrainian president, Zelensky, and fellow neo-Nazi leaders will all live in safety and luxury with their millions, if not billions, in various banks, just like the Nazis of World War II, who were even helped and protected by the U.S. after the war. Who is Victoria Nuland? She is the midwife of the fake revolution in Ukraine in 2013 to 2014 when the U.S., its allies and its CIA and State Department ousted the popularly and legitimately elected Russian-speaking Ukrainian President Yanukovych from legal power. Against all rules of international law, she blatantly supported the revolutionaries in Maidan Square in Kyiv to support what is basically a coup to topple the legitimate government of Ukraine at that time. What happened was very similar to what happened in Manila and Caracas in 2001 when legitimately elected popular presidents Joseph Irap Estrada and Hugo Chavez were ousted from power, also by the U.S. Estrada, for waging an all-out war against terrorists in Mindanao who beheaded several people, burned civilian houses and killed civilian Filipinos, which the anti-terrorist U.S. said Estrada's all-out war must stop immediately, and Chavez for instituting socialist policies in Venezuela which the U.S. did not like. The U.S., through Victoria Nuland, gave all support to the Maidan Square revolutionaries who then proceeded to use U.S.-supplied weapons to kill both anti- and pro-Yanukovych people in the square which the U.S. mainstream media, including the mainstream media of the allies of the U.S., then incredibly blamed on Yanukovych. Yanukovych was demonized by the U.S. and its allies and ousted from power. Anti-Russian and neo-Nazi people were then installed in the Ukrainian government, which then immediately began the genocide against Russian-speaking Ukrainians. Over 14,000 civilians were murdered from 2014 up to February 2022 when the Russian special military operation against Ukrainian neo-Nazis began. In short, Nuland was closely involved in starting the chain of events that forced Russia into entering Ukraine to save the lives of Russian-speaking Ukrainians from genocide by the fully armed neo-Nazi groups led by the Azov Battalion, and the neo-Nazi leaders of Ukraine's regular army. Nuland's husband, Robert Kagan, is co-founder in 1998 of the Neoconservative Project for the New American Century, PNAC, which promotes the clash of civilizations to create wars between Muslims and non-Muslims all over the world. And the invasion and occupation or domination by other means of all countries of the world that are rich in oil, natural gas and other natural resources such as, but not limited to Syria, Iraq, Libya, Iran, etc. Filipinos must not get fooled by America's warmongering. To prevent the repetition of World War II, we must inform this current generation of the dangers and cruelty of war and the fact that Manila was the most devastated city in World War II, next only to Warsaw, due, ironically, to the carpet bombings of our allies, the WABs, white American brothers. We Filipinos were pushed into World War II, and into carnage, not of our own making, but actually a war between the US and Japan and where we were just meat in the grinder and abandoned by our WABs, prompting the Filipinos to sing with their WABs, "We're the battling bastards of Bataan, no mama, no papa, no Uncle Sam and nobody gives a damn." We must keep educating all Filipinos about the secret plans of the US for the destruction of the Asian economy through wars, destabilizations, possible illegal ousting of, or a coup, against President Marcos, false flag operations similar to the Gulf of Tonkin incident and the weapons of mass destruction, or to put it more accurately, the weapons of mass distractions, in Iraq, and the fake poison gassing by the Assad regime against its own people. Expose the lies and the plots, uplifting the life of the Filipino should come first. Dr. Mario Ferdinand Pasion is the chairman of Nationalist Filipinos Against Foreign Intervention. New Worlds by IDSI. For the intelligent, progressive readers who want to see the world beyond the headlines, idsicenter@gmail.com.